Tales of highlights, lowlights, and one lonely light bulb. That's what we got from our analysts when we solicited candidates for significant sports stories from the year just past. If you include off-field activities, pro football may have generated more stories than any other sport. Mike Reese, who covers the NFL for ESPN Boston, stuck to his beat when asked about the year's critical developments.
When you think about Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and off-the-field issues and stories that the league has had to deal with, to me, that is right up there at the top of the list, with also Michael Sam, the first openly gay player to be drafted by an NFL team. Because when I think about sports and how it impacts our culture, it often goes beyond the games that are played and to the social issues.
Will Leach of Sports on Earth also focused on the nation's favorite game.
To me, the biggest story of this year was the proof that the NFL may in fact be indestructible. This year, this was put to the absolute test with Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. The people are actively questioning, can we watch this? Are we contributing to the problem? And the answer was yes. The NFL is more powerful than it was at any time in the NFL's history. The NFL proved this year that nothing can actually slow them down.
Grant Wall, Sports Illustrated senior writer, was also inclined to talk about football, albeit the brand of football in which 90-odd percent of the players on a team exclusively use their feet.
For me, the most significant single story was Germany 7, Brazil 1 in Brazil in the World Cup semifinals. You look throughout the crowd full of Brazilians who are openly sobbing and weeping in such a special occasion when it meant so much to everyone that was involved. And this is a nation that had won 5 World Cups and had to acknowledge that their team was totally outclassed on its own soil.
Michael McCann, who writes about legal issues for Sports Illustrated, had his hands full in 2014. Still, he had no problem focusing on one development.
For me, the most significant sports story of 2014 was Adam Silver issuing a lifetime ban and attempting to force out the ownership of Donald Sterling, the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. It was a far more robust response than anyone predicted, and I think it cemented Adam Silver as a true leader and someone who is completely in charge of the NBA. So I think there's now a new standard in place for owning a team.
Commissioner Silver also impressed Dave Zirin, sports columnist for The Nation, but Zirin added a couple of additional candidates.
We saw athletes in the Black Lives Matter movement get political. And we saw, by the count of OutSports, 109 athletes and referees and journalists come out of the closet. I mean, that to me is the sports story of the year, and it's one I think we should all take great hope from.
When I asked Pat Forty of Yahoo Sports for a significant development during the past year, he welcomed the advent of the college football playoff, but he was also inclined to talk college basketball, and more specifically, the NCAA men's champs, UConn.
Nobody saw that coming after they were destroyed by 30 points by Louisville to close the regular season, and then they get into the postseason and finally took down the Giants from Kentucky in the championship game.
And coming from somebody stationed in Kentucky, that is particularly significant.
Yeah, it was. It got a lot of attention in the state of the Bluegrass because I think everybody in Kentucky thought they were going to win.
Helene Elliott of the L.A. Times covered the Winter Games in Sochi for her paper. No surprise that it was a memorable experience.
I'm very fond of the one light bulb I had in my room the whole time. You pay thousands of dollars for accommodation, you think maybe you might have 2 light bulbs, but I only got one. I thought about bringing it home as a souvenir, but I figured maybe they'd arrest me at the border. But, you know, $51 billion bought them a very nice Olympics.
When I nudged Helene to say something about the L.A. Kings, winners of the Stanley Cup for the second time in 3 years, she was appropriately SoCal.
Now, here in Southern California, we have to specify, oh, that happened the first time they win the Cup. Whoever thought they'd ever win it ever.
We'll wrap up this conversation with our baseball guy, ESPN's Tim Kirkjian, just because it's January when we're especially in need of some good baseball talk. Tim is still celebrating the World Series champion Giants and the Dodgers pitcher who went 21-3 with a 1.77 ERA.
To win 3 times in 5 years, I think, makes the Giants' accomplishment awfully close to being a dynasty. So they are the most significant part of 2014. Close second is Clayton Kershaw's historic year, but the beauty of baseball is he had one of the great seasons any pitcher's ever had, and then he got clobbered in the playoffs. That can only happen in baseball.
You're free to take issue with Helene, Pat, Will, Michael, Mike, Grant, Dave, or Tim. Share with us your candidate for most significant sports story of 2014 on Facebook at Only A Game NPR. That's also our Twitter handle.